This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, got your radio locked there. How about AM 1100? The Flag, maybe KTGO 1090, the Flag West, booming to the Bakken, or KLTC 1460 on your radio dial, wherever that's at. Of course, the iHeartRadio app, too. Great place to get us wherever you go. We're brought to you this hour by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, the folks that stand up and defend power you can depend on. Dedicated to enhancing and preserving and protecting our diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, to ensure a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now and into the future. I love their coal facts. Got a great info page on the Clean Power Plan and a great way for you to get secure energy news and find out what's happening and take action and find out what you'll pay. If, in fact, some of the plans by the EPA and other regulators make their way into law, what you'll pay. Because the cost of everything goes up. But they'll be able to show you with a little widget on this website at secureenergyfuture.org just how much you'll personally be impacted in your power bill. So get involved. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is same number. You can dial us at local or toll-free, up to you. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One of our listeners texted that they were driving from central North Dakota all the way to the Mayo Clinic down in Rochester, Minnesota. Shockingly, I've not seen one Hillary sign, not even one, but I have seen Trump signs at many locations. Now we're heading back, I'm seeing more Trump signs. Always thought the Twin Cities was a liberal area, currently about a half hour southeast of Minneapolis. Well, glad you're listening, number one. Number two, don't text and drive. Number three, thank you for sharing a little bit of that story. I've noticed some of the same stuff, and especially in northern Minnesota. A lot of, in fact, I got a text the other day from someone that rolled a semi into fertile Minnesota, and the whole thing was plastered with Trump Pence signs. Posted it on my Facebook page, and it's up to a couple hundred likes now. So people are really doing it up well. And that was in good old fertile Minnesota. How about that? All right, another hour of What's on Your Mind, and we are lucky enough to have the top cops of Bismarck and Mandan back with us. Fargo Police Chief David Todd, Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan joining us today on the program. We've done this before and give you an opportunity just to ask any questions you might have of the top law enforcement officials in those two communities, the two largest in the state of North Dakota. Senator John Hovind will join us at the bottom of the hour for more on the Dakota Access Pipeline and anything else on your mind for Senator Hovind today. Welcome those on the program. Chief Todd, are you there?
Yes, I am, Scott. I think you said I'm from Mandan, but I'm from Fargo.
You know, I don't know where I got that, but I probably did. Chief Todd in Fargo, yes. I had Mandan on my brain. Exactly.
Mandan's a great place.
And I know where Chief Donlan's from. He's from Bismarck. How are you, Chief Donlan?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, definitely from Bismarck. I only go to Mandan to recruit, so that's about it.
I love it. All right, so now the Mandan folks are going to line up for sure. If you have a question or comment for these guys, please give us a call at 800-228-0550. I wanted you, Chief Todd, if you could, to tell us a little bit about this neat event recently. Where the faith community said, hey, law enforcement community, how can we help with this opiate crisis? How can we help with the drug overdoses that are going on? I thought that was really neat. I don't know how many more of those are going on around the state or around the country, but you're getting a lot of help in this regard, aren't you?
Well, we are, and you know, I think, you know, and I think Dan will agree with me. I think it's incumbent on law enforcement leaders to reach out into their community and try to partner with different entities to help solve problems. And the faith community is one of those one of those entities. And we come together on any number of different issues, whether it's a jail chaplains program or working with youth on some programming that we have with some of our local churches. And this was one where they came to us and said, hey, we'd like to have a discussion on how we can help with this and what you think we can do. And so we had a great panel discussion with a bunch of leaders in the faith community.
Yeah, I've been waiting for some kind of a protest to happen because, in the middle of this discussion, somebody said, hey, how about we pray? And I thought that would be probably a subject for some people to protest. Thankfully, not many that call North Dakota or Western Minnesota home, but that was great. And take all the help you can get. How about you, Chief Don, on this issue, one that is causing folks to reach out and offer to help?
Absolutely. Just the same, we've been working with our faith community, our medical community, the hospitals, our treatment centers, and even businesses. I mean, a lot of these individuals that are struggling with addiction, you know, they're employed, they want to remain employed, and they're working in our local businesses. So it's important for everybody to come together and, really address the situation for what it is, which is an addiction issue when it gets to that point.
Yeah, is this, there's obviously been a ton of attention about this nationwide as well as in our own local communities. Chief Todd, is this, if you had to list the top 10 things that you're battling right now, would this be a top of the list?
It would be right at the top of the list or at least close to it. We've had our different informational meetings here in our community, our arms wide open and our eyes wide open meetings, and trying to educate the community about what's going on here, what we're seeing, what the community can help us identify, what are the resources for people with addiction issues and their families, trying to put that all out there. So this one of the latest meetings, of course, was with the faith community where I talked a lot about the support mechanisms that people are looking for if they're going to go into treatment. And one of the biggest fears that people have is if I go into treatment, who's going to take care of my dog? Who's going to take care of my kids? Who's going to do the things around the house that need to be done or pick up my kids from school? And that's where I think who's going to shovel my driveway when it snows or mow my grass? And I think that's where the faith community can step in and say, hey, we can be organized about this and we can put teams of people together to help your family situation or your personal situation so that you can go and get the treatment you need and not have to worry about these things.
How about in Bismarck, Chief Donlin? Is this 1, 2, 3? Is this high up on the list of situations that you're dealing with right now and getting your arms around it?
It absolutely is. Anytime we're dealing with these high level of drugs, and the intensity that they're at, the opioid crisis, the deaths that are occurring, and people that are at great risk of occurring, that has to be a top priority for a community. And I know it's not just the Bismarck, Fargo area. This is across the country. We're hearing from our law enforcement people that we work with, the same thing, that they are dealing with this opioid crisis throughout the country. So it's got to be a top priority. We're talking about human beings' lives. It affects not just that individual, it's their families, and again, businesses, everything. It affects the entire community.
Chief Todd, how do the offenders end up with this drug? I've heard stories about this being available online, where you can get it shipped to you. Is it through the trip, what we think of the drug dealer around the corner kind of deal, or where are they getting it?
Well, the heroin is being trafficked up, a lot of it's coming from Mexico, being trafficked up here through gang networks, and some of the fentanyl we're seeing that. Mexican cartels are starting to produce some of that fentanyl now, where we saw a lot of the fentanyl coming from, and now fentanyl fentanyl, and now car fentanyl, we're seeing coming from China, where it's being manufactured legally there for whatever reasons I couldn't tell you, but you're able to buy it on the dark net and then have it shipped here to the United States And that's how a lot of the fernal fentanyl and carfentanil and fentanyl is coming through.
Same thing in Bismarck, obviously, yeah. I would imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't have the data and the information right in front of me, but we're being told, especially the carfentanil. Fentanyl itself is extremely, extremely dangerous. And carfentanil is just fentanyl on steroids. I mean, it's even worse as far as the risk to overdosing.
There's, just fentanyl by itself is like 40 to 50 times more potent than heroin. And I think carfentanil is like 100 times even more potent than that.
Absolutely.
So it's almost impossible not to overdose using these chemicals.
Questions or comments, welcome for these gentlemen, the top cops of Bismarck and Fargo with us today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text us, too, at 701-226-8503. When we come back, more of our conversation with Fargo Police Chief David Todd, Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your mind. Busy program today with lots of guests. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for them. We're doing a talk radio town hall with the top cops of Bismarck and Fargo today. Fargo Police Chief David Todd with us and Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan. 800-228-0550. Before the break, we were talking about something called carfentanil. And I guess that's a term that's new to this whole opiate crisis. Chief Todd, what is that? Explain what that
is. When we first started having this conversation with the public, we were talking about heroin and something we thought we were seeing in the heroin that was different. And that was the additive of fentanyl, and then it turned out to be more pure fentanyl, which is, like I said, 40 to 50 times more potent than heroin. And then after that, the next thing we saw come in was fernal fentanyl, which is a analog of fentanyl, which is even stronger than fentanyl. And the fernal fentanyl we're seeing a lot of times in a liquid form. People are putting it in spray bottles and they're spraying it up their nose and they're overdosing. Many times that overdose can be fatal. So we saw fernal fentanyl. Well, now we're starting to hear about car fentanyl showing up in our country. Car fentanyl is exponentially more potent than those other products I just mentioned. In fact, it's an elephant tranquilizer. And so the way it's been described to me is you can take a gram of car fentanyl and then chop out like 2 milligrams of that gram. Those 2 milligrams, I think, is enough to kill 40 to 50 people. That's how potent this stuff is. It's extremely dangerous. I mean, it can be absorbed through the skin. It can be accidentally inhaled when it's in that powder form. It'll kill our canines if they're sniffing for it and they accidentally inhale some of it. It could kill our officers too. You gotta really treat it like a very deadly, toxic chemical.
Elephant tranquilizer being used.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
They're chopping that into heroin now.
Yeah. So how did they get that? Is that coming from the gangs from Texas? Or
that's coming from China.
That's from China. How did they get it?
Well, they're manufacturing it there and they're shipping it here.
No, I'm sorry, the offender, the individual
through the dark web over the internet.
Okay.
And they're ordering it.
So they can get it shipped to their home from the internet.
Yes.
This stuff. Wow. And what I don't understand, Chief Donald, if you you've nabbed a lot of sex offenders and folks that have child porn by watching them on the web, right? And going out and finding out they have this. Can we not use the same technology where we go after individuals that are child porn offenders and use on this stuff?
They're trying to. They're trying to work those cases through the internet as best as possible to see where it's coming from. One of the big issues is when it's coming out of China, how do you go get the individuals that are, sending it out, sending it versus trying to now locate the individuals within our country or now our jurisdictions that are doing it. So it's a little bit more difficult through that dark web because they're just going out and they have their contacts already to order that drug in.
Unreal. A couple of the topics I wanted to ask you about. One related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protests that have been obviously in the news late. I think we're over 140 arrests now, waiting for details, but understand there's been more livestock shot, one by gun, one by arrow. And so we have that latest issue. Iowa on the Dakota Access Pipeline has protesters down there burning equipment. This is, of course, getting out of hand. There have been some protests in Bismarck. Some of those have been lawful, but I understand now there's been an unlawful one in Bismarck as well. How is this impacting you, Chief?
Yeah, we've had three or four of the lawful, very peaceful protests at the Capitol and down at the Bell Mayhews as well. However, yesterday they stepped it up a notch and they ended up blocking the west side of the Memorial Bridge and blocked all traffic east and westbound and ended up marching about a quarter of a mile or so before we were able to get enough officers out there to respond to set up a front line, stop them from progressing, and then get them to disperse. So it's impacting all the communities in this area and even the agencies statewide. Numerous law enforcement agencies are providing personnel resources just because the sheer amount of protesters that are out here now and stepping up their civil disobedience or criminal behavior. There's peaceful protests. Then there's peaceful and lawful. Then there's peaceful and unlawful, where they're claiming it's civil disobedience. But in that, there's a lot of rhetoric, both in person and over social media, about violence and different verbiage like that. So our officers have to be prepared. I mean, when I watch this on social media as well, when it's being live streamed and I hear people saying, you know, we're unarmed, why are you armed? You know, police officers are armed every day, because they don't know what could happen, and they have to be ready to protect all individuals around. I know people are getting fed up in the community with the civil disobedience that's going on, too. So we're trying to protect everybody involved, but we need it to remain lawful, and that's what we are working on out here and supporting the Morton County Sheriffs and the entire operation in providing the personnel so we can handle these situations as they develop.
I had someone send me something over the weekend, a couple things, actually, photos of, you know, things they pulled off of social media, kind of like, we're watching you, and you better do this, you better do that, or else I'm going to come get you. One of them was, you know, if you don't do this, the natural consequences will have to take place. How much of that is going on? And I don't imagine that you have, you know, anywhere near the resources there.
Well, right. There's, you know, down in the more populous area of the United States, southern United States, when they have their protests that turn into riots, you know, whatever, they can make a phone call and they've got thousands of cops to draw from. In North Dakota, we don't have that luxury. So that's why we operate as a family in this state. When one agency needs assistance, whether it's equipment or personnel resources, our state and local agencies are phenomenal in sending staff that they can support sending out, because you got to remember, we all still have our own jurisdictions that we need to provide that police service.
Well, here's what I'd like to know: how much is being taken away from the normal routine? But before we do that, let me defer to Joe and Bismarck. Was a question for both of you. Go ahead, Joe. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I got a question here. Just wondering why, when they protest and they block the roads and everything, and people got to take different routes. For example, on Saturday they had Highway 1806 and Highway 6 both blocked up. Why do the people have to suffer? I guess if they want to protest in the ditch, that's one thing, but why are they allowed to block off the road? Why don't we just go throw a net over all of them and haul them in?
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for that question. No, absolutely. And there, Scott, you can hear the frustration of the people that live in these communities and how their lives are diverted from their normal day operations as well. What it comes down to is this is a huge operation. It's covering a very large geographical area, depending where the protesters decide to go. Safety and security is our top priority for people involved. And I understand that they'd love to have everybody arrested, and we would love to do that when we can. But it does come down to sheer numbers. When you've got 150 to 200 people.
Hold that thought, if you would, Chief. Sorry, we're up against a break here, and sure. I do want to let you finish and get Chief Todd in here, too. We'll wrap up after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You know, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you get a choice. I love that, don't you? It's my choice. I want to, you know, I want to help my friends in the egg community. So I always use and am constantly trying different blends to get the best fuel efficiency in my vehicle. But if I don't, you know, well, there's other choice there, but I got a lot of choices at PetroServe USA, so it really is a great way to go. All month long, Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, $2.29. It's a great deal. And those Hershey candy bars, I love the Hershey's, 59¢ each, great deal too. And all day, every day, the 4 for $4 hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies that are just delicious, made right there. And the 20-ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 at PetroServe USA. Register every week for the $500 giveaway. 50,000 cash PetroServe USA cards given away. And if you want one of those, get registered, but you got to register each and every week. All right, we have Senator John Hoeven joining us in just a moment. We want to finish with the top cops. Chief Donlan from Bismarck and Chief Todd from Fargo answering a question from a listener related to you know, throwing that over them and arrest all of them. And you hear that a lot. Do you have the numbers to do that, Chief? I mean, I hear this a lot. Just say, well, arrest them. It's wrong. They're breaking the law. They're trespassing around this, you know, property illegally. When they're out there doing the protest, inciting riots, why can't you just arrest them all? What do you say?
Right. We don't have a net big enough as far as back to Joe's, you know, question and statement there. But when we do have enough officers present, and we've been operating in that mode for several weeks now, that when we've gotten out there, we've either stopped them from where they're going or we've been able to make the arrest because we've had the numbers. But when you've got 100 to 350 plus protesters and you've got 40, 50 to 100 officers, you necessarily can't make those arrests. So those decisions have to be made case by case basis out at the scene. We are making arrests. We've had about 140, I believe, you know, so far. Yesterday there was a large group protesters at the Morton County courthouse, and then all of a sudden we're getting information that the Memorial Bridge is blocked. Well, now we need to take our personnel, some of our personnel resources, over to the Bismarck side and deal with that one. And now we're talking about, again, a large group in Bismarck, a large group in Morton, and we only have X number of resources at that time to respond. So, again, back to our priorities is life safety, the security of our people, and then our attempt is to stop these types of protests where they're blocking traffic and get them dispersed. We, you know, had to react yesterday, and so we had kind of a minimal staffing at that point. They got them out of there after about 5 minutes of stopping them. So, but we will be making arrests, and we just need to make sure that we have the numbers to support making those arrests.
And those numbers are up what they would normally be, obviously, with the collective help of Fort Morton County Highway Patrol. There's some South Dakota Highway Patrol that's coming today. There's been sheriffs from Wisconsin. There's Chief Todd, how many Fargo law enforcement officials have you had in and out of this particular situation?
We've had six people out there every day for about a month and a half. We kind of rotate them in and out every 5 days. So you know, and then we've let the incident command know that if there's an exigent type of situation, we can rush more people out there. It's like Dan said, you know, we want to be there to help our fellow law enforcement officers in North Dakota. But Scott, what concerns me here is we're dealing with, you know, the people that are getting arrested, 85 to 90% of them are not from this area. They're from other parts of the country or even other countries, and they're anarchists and eco-terrorists, you know, you name it. It has less and less to do with the Native American issues, it seems like, and more about political agendas and environmental agendas.
Yeah, I feel for you because I'm sure it's taking away from patrol. You're not exactly high, you know, heavy on staff, right, Chief Todd? I mean, you've got to be taken away from other patrols in your community, right?
Well, I mean, we're backfilling with people here, you know, with overtime shifts, you know, but there's a cost to that. The state has agreed to reimburse agencies that are helping with this, but you know, it's at a cost to the taxpayer. But you know, there, after a while, I'm sure with every department, there's a little bit of a fatigue issue. And there's some things that you're not getting done here that, you would be getting done otherwise. But that's part of the deal. You got to help these other agencies out.
And the cost, if you look at the social media statements too from the No Dapple and the protesters, it's exactly what they want. That's what they want to do. They want to create this disruption. They want to make it as expensive as possible for not only the company, the private pipeline company, but for government as well. So that's one of their tactics that they utilize. You know, for yesterday's, there were comments that were stating, you know, everybody was ready to get arrested, fill the jails up, and then everybody stay in jail. Okay, so there's another thing that you need to think about as well, okay? So where you fill the jails up, nobody bonds out, they stay in jail. Where do we put the ongoing people that get arrested when the jails are full? So this is a tactic that they're utilizing as well. So we're looking at the big picture and trying to keep the community as safe and moving as efficiently as possible.
Oh, boy, I tell you, sounds like a plan for winter. That's what, you know, have somebody else feed us and keep us warm. Guys, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. Look forward to doing this again. Always appreciate the access and informing our listeners. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, both of you. Talk to you later.
Fargo Police Chief David Todd, Bismarck Police Chief Dan Donlan, Senator Hoven also joining us now. I got a chance to hear the last part of that as well. And joining us to talk about the situation that continues for, are you ready? Day 69 today for, you know, the level of response here. It's even gone in, you know, some of this since April. Senator Hoven, thanks for the time. Good morning.
Good to be with you, Scott. And I want to take a minute to thank Chief Donlan and Chief Todd and, you know, the sheriffs, Sheriff Kirchmeier and Sheriff Heinrich and Highway Patrol and the guard members we have out there. I mean, I want to thank all of the law enforcement for the work they do. And you just heard two very professional people, two very professional, dedicated people that represent the type of law enforcement we have. And they're out there not only doing that job every day, but doing it, like I say, in a professional way that we can be proud of. And so, you know, I just want to say thank you to them. This is not over. We got to continue the effort until we get to a conclusion. But they're out there every day, and they're just outstanding people, all of them. And I really want to thank them.
A texter, I think, expresses some of the frustration that people are feeling right now about all of this, saying, all I hear from law enforcement and elected officials are excuses on why they can't do their jobs. What is it going to take for them to restore law and order in the protest areas? Unfortunately, I think it's going to be the loss of innocent life. Get those people out of there. What would you say to that, Senator?
Yeah, no, I'd say I completely understand the frustration. And I think both Chief Todd and Chief Donlan there, you know, described exactly what's going on with some of these tactics. And so, number one, we've all got to work on safety. And that's what you heard him talking about. And that means we need to make sure there's enough resources in place to keep people safe, to keep those farmers and ranchers in the area safe, the people that live there safe, to keep everybody safe. Off the reservation, on the reservation, because you've got people in here that want to get arrested and want to be disrupted. And so we've got to keep people safe. Now, we've worked to get federal resources. The only area where we've gotten in terms of people, significant numbers, BIA on the reservation, that's gone from less than 20 to almost 40 BIA law enforcement officers. DOJ, and I'm on, you know, I'm working on them all the time. They have not come across with the personnel other than in a consulting capacity. The GAN had them consulting with Sheriff Kirkemeyer. But as far as the people, they have not produced the number of people we want, so we're working on the money side. Where we're going for more people, and this is something I've pushed very hard, been a big advocate with the governor's office and with all law enforcement, is use EMAC, that is the Emergency Management Assistant Compact. That's how we bring in troopers and law enforcement from Wisconsin. We'll have about 30 law enforcement, South Dakota Highway Patrol officers coming up now. They deal with Standing Rock Reservation issues. You know, the reservation's half in our state, half in South Dakota. So these are people that have experience, that know the area, that know the people, that know our farmers and ranchers, you know, I mean, in a general sense of how they work and what they need to do to protect them and be safe. And we need to continue to use that to the full extent necessary to have enough law enforcement in the area so people feel safe, so their property is protected, so that we can make the arrest, so that the company can do the work. And we need to keep using that EMAC. Now, I understand it costs some money to do it. We'll work to get the money. The first issue is to take care of safety. That has to be the priority.
Because you hear the law enforcement officials, you know, police chiefs of both towns saying, you know, people say, hey, just arrest them all. We don't have the numbers to do that. The sheer numbers are not there. So the more numbers you have in law enforcement, the more arrests that can be made to be able to do it. So it's very necessary. Last week.
Right, but Scott, go back to what that email said. We've got to make sure we have enough law enforcement in the zone for safety. We'll work on the money. We can all work on the money issue over time. But we've got to have people safe, and people who want to cause problems and demonstrate need to know that they will face law enforcement and they will be arrested. So let's make sure that that's the first focus. We'll continue to work to get the money over time.
I was out there last week, saw firsthand the encampments, and sat down with the ranchers who are extremely frustrated there. And I've also now collected a series of photographs of children in the middle of this encampment, children at the protest sites. And I'm thinking that, you know, no matter where you're at philosophically on this pipeline, no matter where you're at from the environmental standpoint and everything else, everybody ought to be able to agree children need to be protected. Children need to be cared for. They clearly aren't. They clearly are in harm's way. Kirsten Baszler told us, I think this is week 8 now, the efforts to get some kind of a school going, and been rebuffed. And, of course, that's illegal. And, worse, some of the conditions these kids are in are just not good. What are you planning to do about the kids?
Well, I spoke with the chief of staff of the Corps of Engineers, Todd Semonite. He's the top guy in the Corps of Engineers, top general. And also assistant secretary of the Corps, Lynn Crook, on Friday. And I said, hey, you have kids in that camp, and you got issues with their safety and their schooling and so forth. So he's working and they're working to try to move the camp to the Cannonball Reservation, and there's been work in that regard. Chairman Archambault needs to engage here and help get that done. He needs to lead on this issue. And also, then you've got not only the children in a better situation as far as any protection, safety issues, that kind of thing. But then you also have the opportunity to go to school there in Cannonball. And also, as you said, Superintendent Baszler has also sent a letter to Chairman Archambault and said, hey, you know, these children can also go to school in Mandan.
Yeah, of course, sent a letter after, going back out trying to say, hey, what's being done, finally sending a letter saying, hey, we need to get at this, but being ignored. More with Senator Hoeven coming up. Don't go away.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelly Dahl explaining what an AED is and the difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack.
Definitely two different things. If a heart attack, I look at that as a plumbing issue. There's blockage somewhere, and an AED really isn't going to do anything until the end stages of that particular event. A cardiac arrest is when the electrical, so I say it's an electrical versus a plumbing issue.
Shelly, what is an AED?
An AED is an automated external defibrillator, and what it does is it actually delivers a shock to the heart. When someone is in cardiac arrest, the rhythm or the electrical in the heart kind of goes kittywampus. And so what that AED does is it brings that heart back to a normal rhythm.
To get trained on CPR and an AED, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the first aid icon. That's www.ndsc.org.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Earlier, we have news out of Sioux County, and the North Coast Stockmen's Association has confirmed now through their Executive Vice President, Julie Ellingson, the Chief Brand Inspector, Stan Messick, and also Frank, the Sioux County Sheriff down there as well, that cattle have been shot, new incidents in Sioux County. Report from a cattle rancher, two cows shot in his pasture near Cannonball, one shot with a small caliber firearm, the other with multiple arrows. cows injured and treated by a veterinarian. The shootings on the heels of two earlier cases involving multiple dead and missing animals in the same vicinity. Stockman's Association has a standing reward of up to $14,000 for information leading to the arrest. Call the sheriff, 701-854-3481. They also are urging livestock producers to be on the watch for any unusual activity and or strange vehicles in the area and to notify the Stockman Association or other law enforcement officials about anything that seems suspicious. Back with more with Senator John Hoven, and we have some calls waiting to chat with you, Senator. Robert in Wolfort, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Hoven.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, they have manpower on their own on the protest side. Would it be possible if you deputized some willing, properly vetted volunteers, if that'd be something possible to bolster the law enforcement aspect and numbers?
Robert, I appreciate the sentiment of wanting to help, but I think we have to be very careful here. We're talking about, you know, really highly trained law enforcement officials that have to show a lot of restraint. And so what I have been working on and will continue to advocate very strongly is that we make sure that we bring in enough trained law enforcement people. Not only from around the state that are willing to help and, you know, like Chief Todd talked about, but through EMAC, the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. We can bring in troopers and law enforcement officials from South Dakota. We're going to have some more coming up from Wyoming. We need to bring in enough of those people so that we have the law enforcement presence there in place to make sure that farmers and ranchers feel safe so that we don't have incidents like what Scott just described with those cattle, so that we don't have trespassing, we don't have vandalism, and so that if somebody wants to demonstrate, now, peaceful protest is one thing, but for trespass, for vandalism, for demonstrating where you break the law, we've got to enforce the law, and so we need to bring in enough trained officers, and we can, to make sure we do that.
Some have suggested the National Guard would be in that role. Is that another option, or is this EMAC? What I hear you saying, Senator, is that law enforcement, tell us what you need for numbers, because we don't want you to be short of numbers, and we will figure out how to pay for it. And does that mean law enforcement from other states only, or does that mean National Guard too?
Well, no. From other states, it would be law enforcement. Now, under EMAC, you can bring in National Guard from other states, and we did that during the floods. When I was governor, we did that. And from South Dakota and other states, and they were tremendous. They do a great job. I can't say enough about the Guard. And, of course, the best Guard of all is the North Dakota Guard. And certainly our North Dakota Guard can be brought up, certainly in support roles like they're playing now, and they can continue to do more, as well as bringing in, I was talking about primarily law enforcement officers through EMAC. So certainly can do both. The key is to make sure. And the other thing is, this is, you said day 69. This is going on over a long period of time. The company's constructing again. We know it's going to go for some amount of time. So those officers need rest, too. I mean, you can't have the same person out there every single day. They've got to get a break. So for all those reasons, we've got to be willing to bring in more law enforcement officers.
Texter says,
use the guard too.
What I hear you saying is, law enforcement, tell us what you need for numbers. We'll get it paid for. The mechanism, the EMAC, ask us. That's what you're saying.
Well, and I'm trying to be careful. It's not like we're going to get the dollars today, but I am committed, and I believe the rest of the delegation and people at the state government level, our legislators, government, everybody is committed to get the dollars. The key is that we put safety first.
Texter says, if I would be putting my kids in danger, Human Services would take my kids away. What say you? Why call the Corps? Call Human Services and tell them to take care of those kids.
Well, it's both. And I called the Corps because I'm trying to get direct action in regard to that camp and make sure that there is law enforcement. It should be moved to the reservation. I mean, best of all, of course, we bring this to conclusion, complete the construction and be done. But in the meantime, it should be moved to the reservation. Certainly, Chairman Archambault and the Corps have a direct responsibility there, as well as, you know, I mean, there's a role for Morton County Social Services as well.
And we have calls into the state Human Services Department, not getting good cooperation, not making me happy. We're going to dig into that after the show today, because our request went in Friday, and we're still getting nothing in the way of answers, and a few others. But we're on it. Frank in northern Minnesota, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning. Just looking from the outside, why don't you get a hold of Sheriff Apayo and bring his tents and set up some prisons? And I'll donate some venison when the kids are going hunting this weekend.
The prairie jails, huh?
Well, again, the sentiment there is, you know, let's make sure we support our law enforcement officials and do what needs to be done, and I certainly agree. I want to say to Sheriff Kirkemeyer and Sheriff Heinert and Chief Don, I mean, everybody, that all of our law enforcement, you know, we appreciate them. You know, we just need to make sure we're supporting them.
Senator, thanks for the time. Appreciate you taking some calls, questions. I know you know that folks are really frustrated, and they just are looking for answers from their leaders, and we're glad you're here. Thank you.
That's the other thing. For our ranchers and farmers out there, you know, for all they do for us, and we just, you know, again, we appreciate them so much, and yes, we got to do more work on this. No question about it. We got to bring this thing to conclusion.
God bless you, folks. U.S. House debate race tomorrow.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota, and big tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them, and it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many, and that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. the Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.